Hi, I'm Cynthia Wigato. I'm one of the registered dietitians at Memorial Cancer Institute. Remember, herbs and spices can do much more than enhance the flavor of food. They can stimulate the immune system and help prevent cancer. Let's start with turmeric. Turmeric is known for its curry, powder, yellow color. It contains the active polyphenol curcumin. It is shown to inhibit tumor growth and also has been anti-inflammatory. One thing to know with turmeric, always make sure you mix it with black pepper and olive oil to increase the absorption. Ginger is also known as an anti-inflammatory spice. It is an herbal remedy known to help with nausea, vomiting, and also can help stimulate your appetite. Cayenne pepper contains capsaicin, which is actually a powerful antioxidant. It can help with weight loss and can be toxic to those cancer cells. Saffron is known as those water-soluble carotenoids. It is the most expensive spice. It inhibits tumor growth and progression of cancer. Oregano is one of the richest sources of antioxidants among the herbs. It is shown to slow cancer growth and promote apoptosis, which is programmed cell death. So I'm going to leave you with the most powerful anti-cancer spice, garlic. Garlic is found in your allium group, which is known as your onions, your scallions, your chive. Those help boost your immune system. It's also great to fight off colds and flus, and it decreases the growth of cancer cells. I usually recommend patients to take at least one clove a day. One thing to always remember, chop and stop. When you cook with garlic, make sure you chop up the garlic, let it sit for 10 minutes before you use it. Those produce the allicin enzyme in there, which is very powerful, and that's what we want to fight cancer. Remember, cancer protection starts with your spice rack. Let's add spice to your life.